It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 28th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. A Fargo man has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for driving drunk and killing his 7-year-old son. 33-year-old Christopher Devine was sentenced today in Cass County District Court on 3 criminal vehicular charges. Devine received 10 years for the death of his 7-year-old son, Jason, and 2 years each for injuring his 5-year-old son, Brandon, and an adult friend that was a passenger. Devine had a blood alcohol content of 0.26 on the March 23rd accident in Fargo. A man wanted on a murder charge out of California was arrested following a brief pursuit Sunday in New Rockford. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office reports an investigation was conducted on an individual staying at the Bison Lodge in New Rockford, North Dakota. During the investigation, 2 individuals fled on foot. One was arrested. That was Demetrius Coleman of California. The other has a warrant out for her in California in connection with a murder. Her name is Alma Ahumada. She's Hispanic and around 5'2". A spokesman for Governor Doug Burgum says no state money or resources were used for Burgum to attend the annual meeting of the Alfalfa Club, an exclusive party in Washington, D.C. Burgum and his wife, Catherine, were guests of Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Members of the Alfalfa Club include some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in the nation. A state audit in 2018 said the governor inappropriately used state aircraft for personal travel, something Burgum has denied. The State Game and Fish Department's annual Earth Day awareness campaign is now accepting entries for design of a 2020 Earth Day patch. Students ages 6 to 18 are eligible to participate. The deadline is March 15th. The winning design will be used on a patch given to members of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.